Perek of Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Dalet, Perek Lamed Dalet. So if you have a Sefer, it's on page Resh Nun Chet. Rabbi Rachamim, I have for you. Perek Lamed Dalet, right there. שעבר הזמן, היום זה שבע שנים מאז שזכיתי לבוא להיות אתכם בבית כנסת, שבע שנים, פרשת תרומה, פרשת תרומה, כן.
So, אני זוכר שהרב ויינברגר, הייתי באש קודש, והוא הכריז, בפעם ראשונה שהכרתי אותך,
באש קודש. כן, אני זוכר.
כן
ירבו. בעזרת, אמן, אמן, ביחד, בשמחה תמיד, בבריאות.
אמן, אמן,
יהי רצון. פרק ל"ד, שער ד', נפש החיים, ומעט חורבן בית קודשנו, וגלו הבנים מעל שולחן אביהם, from the time of חורבן הבית, and from the time that Am Yisrael went into galut, away from the table of their father, that's Bet HaMikdash, שכינת כבודו יתברך, אז לה ומתרחה כביכול ולא תרגיע. The שכינה והקדוש ברוך הוא wonders, and mitarcha is the word used for gerushin, for divorce, for disconnected kivyachol velo targiya, and doesn't have any respite, any peace. The Shekhinah is wandering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world in order lehashrot shekhinato batachtonim, in order to have the Shekhinah dwell down here below. Ever since the time of veruach Elohim merahefet al peneh, Hamayim, that was in the time of Bereshit. The Shekhinah was waiting on where am I going to be? Avraham Avinu came, and finally the tent of Avraham and Sarah, that's where the Shekhinah was. And Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov le'ayin Rachel. And then Am Yisrael in the Mishkan, we are reading about the Mishkan these weeks, that's where finally, look in the Ramban, in the Parashiyot of the Mishkan, he says, that with the Shekhinah which rested in the Avraham and Sarah, finally came to rest in the Mishkan among Am Yisrael v'shachanti betocham, as we read in today's parasha. And then on from the Mishkan into the different locations that the Mishkan took until it went into Shiloh for many years, and then to Bet Olamim, the Bet HaMikdash, the first Bet HaMikdash built by Shlomo HaMelech, as we read in today's Haftara. And again, also in Bayit Sheni. But me'az charav Bet HaMikdash, the Shekhinah is wandering. And it doesn't have respite. What is the only place, where is the only place that the Shekhinah finds itself at home? Ve'en shiyur ha-katorah hazot. The only place that is left, shiyur, the only place that is left for the Shekhinah is in the place of Torah. Kesheyisrael ha-makodesh metzafzefim u-mehagim ba-karaui. When Am Yisrael speak up words of Torah and study it properly, hen hemalah le-mikdash me'at. Am Yisrael is the mikdash me'at for the Shekhinah, is the dwelling place for the Shekhinah when they study Torah. Lehachin ota o lesa'adah, to prepare and to support the Shekhinah HaKadosha. We have to give support to the Shekhinah. Veshora imahem, and the Shekhinah dwells with us. Uporeset kenafeh alehem kivyachol, and it spreads its wings over us to protect us. Uben kach itnaicha me'at. So meanwhile, it has some menucha. The Shekhinah has some comfort. Ah, there's still Torah in the world. If it's not for the Torah, the Shekhinah would be lost, kivyachol. Kema'amaram beperek kama divrachot, as the Gemara says in Brachot, davchet amud alef, miyom shecharab bet hamikdash, en lo lehakadosh baruch hu beolamo ela dalet amot shel halacha bilvad. That's exactly what the Nefesh HaChaim is talking about. Ever since the time of Chorban Bet HaMikdash, where is the space that Hashem has, kivyachol, that the Shekhinah Kedusha has? The four amot of halacha. Ve'amru sham od, minayin she'afilu echad she'yoshev ve'osek ba'torah, she'shechina shruya imo, she'ne'emar b'chol ha'makom, asher azkir et shemi avu alecha uverachticha. Even one person who sits down to learn Torah, he has to understand that he is right now bringing this, he's causing a menucha, he's causing a nechama for the Shekhinah Kedusha. Oh, the Shekhinah is with him. That's why it says, "En lo ela arba amot shel halacha." Why arba amot? כל אדם קונה לו 400. Everybody has 400. You know why 6 feet is this social distance? Where they get this idea of 6 feet? 6 feet זה 400. So we knew this all from the beginning. Dalet Amot, it's already built into creation that each person has his 6 feet around him, his Dalet Amot around him. So when it says that En lo leHakadosh Baruch Hu beOlamo ela Dalet Amot shel Halacha bilvat, it means even one person who sits down in his Dalet Amot and he's learning Torah, he's bringing down the Shekhinah to the world, and the Shekhinah is resting with him. Ubemishle Rabbi Tassof Parashachet ki Motzei Matzachayim. On the pasuk in Mishle, the one who found me found life. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to this beautiful statement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kol mi sheu matsui bedivrei Torah, af ani matsui lo bechol makom. Hashem says, anyone who is found by divrei Torah, which means Torah is looking for someone, and he finds him, Hashem says, you'll find me. You're available for Torah, I'm available for you. That's how it goes. Like we just read Tana Dvirihu, Mida keneged Mida. Lekach ne'emar ki motzei, you found me. You're maze motzei. It's not just you found. You make yourself accessible. You're available to Torah. Matzachayim is going to find life. Hashem is going to be with him. Sheneemar lekach ne'emar ki motzei matzachayim. Ubezohar Balak patach ve'amar ki titzor el ir lo tash ki tatzur el ir. טוב שאבא שלי לא כאן. כי תצור אל עיר. לא תשמודך. לא תשחית את עצה. This is in the end of Parashat Shoftim, where it says, "Ki tatzur el ir," when you besiege a city, so don't destroy the trees, right? The whole idea of bal tashchit. But the Zohar HaKadosh says, what does it mean, lo tashchit et etza? Da talmid chacham, de'i hu ilana dechayeh. What's lo tashchit et etza? Don't destroy its tree. That's the talmid chacham. The talmid chacham is the tree of life of the place. Ki mimenu tochel. Vechi ha'hu mechabla achil mine. Lo. Ela ki mimenu tochel. Ha'hu tinara takifa. Ha'hi dechol ruchin takifin kadishin afkin mina. He says in the Targum, he says, וכי אותו מחבל אוכל ממנו? What? The סיטרא אחרא, what it eats up from the תלמיד חס ושלום, אלא כי ממנו תאכל אותו הסלע הקשה, אותה שכל הרוחות התקיפים הקדושים יוצאים ממנה, כי אין הנאה ותשוקה לרוח הקודש. The Zohar Kadosh is explaining this פסוק on the שכינה הקדושה. כי ממנו תאכל. The Shekhinah is eating from him. Meaning, eating, meaning getting its survival. The Shekhinah survives from the tzaddik, who is the Ilana Dechayeh, who is sitting and learning Torah. Ela Torah shel oto tzaddik kivyachol. Getting back to the text of the Zohar. Delet hana'a veti'uvta leruach kutsha behay alma ela oraita. There's no other hana'a and te'avon and desire for the ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh here meaning the Shekhinah other than oraita. The one who is zakai, the one who merits to learn Torah, is kivyachol supporting, like we said before, le'achin ota ul sa'ada, is supporting, is giving parnasa to the Shekhinah Kedosha, v'yahiv la'mezona behay alman, is giving it mezonot nourishment, yatiu mikol korbanin de'alma, more than any korbanot in the world. U'miyoma de'itcharev bet makdesha, the Zohar HaKadosh says, from the day the Bet HaMikdash was destroyed, u'batlu korbanin, let le'elekut sha'berichu ela inun milin de'oraita. When we don't have korbanot anymore, Hashem only has one thing in this world. The Shekhinah Kedosha has the words of Torah. Ve'oraita de'itchadshat bepume, and the Torah that's mitchadesh in the mouth of the Talmid Chacham. Begin kach ki mimenu tochel. That's what it means when it says ki mimenu tochel. Lo tashchit et etza. Don't take away the Talmid Chacham. Why? Those who learn Torah. Why? Ki mimenu tochel ha'shekhinah. השכינה needs it, ולת מזונה בהי אלמה אלא ממנו, ואינון דקוותה. כי האדם עץ השדה, דה יקרה אדם דאישתמודה אלא ותתה. That's the Adam who is known up in those worlds and down here below. עץ השדה, אילנה רברבה ותקיף, דהי שדה אשר ברכו השם, דסמיך עלה אילן דאישתמודה להו שדה תדיר. וזהו גם כן המכוון הפנים במאמרם, בפרקם הדתנית, מי דכתיב כי האדם עץ השדה כי ממנו תאכל. באמת, he says, similar to what we just learned in the Zohar, we have close to it in the Gemara תענית. which happens many times. Many times you have like a statement in the Gemara, which seems, you learn just the Gemara, so it seems simple, it seems nice. Then you see the counter in the Zohar Kadosh, it says a different statement, and then you see, that's what Chazal meant. They just said it in a simple language, but they meant something deeper. And it all comes together. Over there in the Gemara it says, "Mai dichtiv ki adam etz hasadeh ki mimenu tochel, im talmid chacham hagun hu." Mimenu tuchel. If he's a talmid chacham hagun, then eat from. Now, over there in the Gemara, when you learn there, it means you should learn from him. If he's a talmid chacham hagun, right? Ki malach Hashem tzevaot hu, so then yivakshu Torah mipiu. So it's in the same Gemara over there. Ki mimenu tuchel ve'im lav al tuchel. But he's saying that this Gemara is parallel to the Zohar. That on the same pasuk of Ki Mimenu Tochel that the Zohar explains, it's Tobet the Talmid Chacham, you see that the Gemara Bavli also says, Ki Mimenu Tochel from the Talmid Chacham. Ubezohar vayishlach kufayin dalet, vehech itakaf barnash bebikucha berichu. The Zohar in Vayishlach asks, how can a person, itakaf means, how can a person hold on strong, stick to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yitkof or yatkif? Yatkif. Yatkif be'oraita. He should hold on tight to the Torah. The kolman de itakaf be'oraita, itakaf be'ilana dechaye. Anyone who's holding on to the Torah is holding on to the tree of life. V'kivyachol yahiv tukpa leKnesset Yisrael leitakpa. And kivyachol is giving tukpa, is giving koach to Knesset Yisrael. That means the Shechina Kedosha to have koach. V'ihu itrape. And if a person becomes lax, weakened in Torah, he neglects the learning of Torah. Maketiv. What does it say in the pasuk in Mishle Kavdalet? Hitrapita. It says hitrapita biyom tzara tzar kochecha. Hitrapita. Ihu itrape min haTorah minoraita. If you are going to loosen your grip from the Torah, biyom tzara tzar kochecha. Beyoma deyetel leaku kivyachol dachikla leshchinta dei chela dealma. Beyom tzara, on the day of trouble, chas v'shalom lo alenu, tzar kochecha, you didn't give much to the Shechina to be able to you know, ammunition to be able to protect. The Torah is the mezonot that we give to the Shechina. Ubeezek haTorah uosek kivyachol dira lo yitbarach v'tachtonim. By learning Torah in this world, we are causing a dwelling for Baruch Hashem. We learned this today in the Torah. Ve'asuli mikdash v'shachanti v'tocha. This is exactly it. Ubeezek haTorah uosek kivyachol dira lo yitbarach v'tachtonim. You are making a dwelling place available here below for HaKadosh Baruch Hu lishkon kavod ba'aretz yitbarach shemo. Kema'amaram b'shemot rabba parashal amed gimel at שלא ניתנה תורה לישראל. Here's a nice little midrash. At שלא ניתנה תורה לישראל. Before the Torah was given, what does it say? ומשה עלה אל האלוקים. Moshe had to go up to Elokim, to Hashem. Mishenitna Torah, once the Torah was given, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'asuli mikdash, ve'shachanti betocham. Before the Torah was given, Moshe had to go up to fetch the Torah. Once the Torah was given, now Hashem says, now I'm coming down to you. Now I'm going to be with you, ve'shachanti betocham. Ve'dai bidvarenu ele lemaskil, asher mitocham yir'e ve'yavin darko bakodesh, ve'yochaz tzedek darko, la'amod al mishmeret ha'esek, בתורה הקדושה כל הימים אשר הוא חי. He says, with these words that we learned here in Shaar Dalet. Shaar Dalet was totally devoted for the inyan of Kedushat Esek HaTorah. A person learns this and he sees how important it is, how holy it is, and how important it is that he should hold on. לעמוד על המשמרת. To make sure that Torah is part of his life, that learning Torah, there shouldn't be one day without Esek HaTorah, kol hayamim asher hu chai, velihiyot me'os bera ubechor batov, and to live a life that, you know, abhors ra and chooses good, lo ulechol abiriyot ve'olamot kulam, what's for him, and also lechol ha'olamot, ulechol ha'biriyot, lechol ha'olamot kulam. Because what we learned here in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, in fact, what we learned from the beginning of Shaar Aleph, is that there is a very strong connection between each and every one of us, and everyone, and all the structure of the Biri'ah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Everything that He created has a connection to our Ma'asim. That's why He started in Shaar Aleph. And Shaar Aleph, he explained to us Tzelem Elokim. What it means, Tzelem Elokim? Tzelem Elokim means that everything is in the Adam. Everything is Adam that connects to all the Olamot HaElyonim, to everything in the world. And then in Shaar Bet and in Shaar Gimel, he developed in Shaar Bet more the Inyan that we spoke about in Shar Alef, Shar Gimel, the inyan of tefillah, the chashivut tefillah, how a person is able to be poel with tefillah, what is tefillah, and then Shar Dalet, the inyan of limuda Torah, hakdosha, la'asot nachatuach liyotzro uboro yidbarach, v'yihi ratzon milefanav yidbarach shemo, sheiftach libenu betorato, v'yasem belibenu avato v'irato, v'yushlam kavanato bibriat olamo, that through us, the kavanah of Hashem, the intention of Hashem in this world will come to its fruit, to completion. Sheyetukan olam b'malchut Shaddai. V'yeda kol paul ki'ata fe'alto v'chule. V'yikablu kulam ol malchuto yitbarach kefi haratzon ha'elyon yitbarach. V'yye Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Amen. Ken yehi ratzon. Amen ve'amen. רבי חנניה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך ימבל להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו, יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.